Hey, good morning, everybody. A nice frozen morning, that's for sure. Earlier, I looked at my outside thermometer and it said zero. So a little few minutes ago, I looked at it again, and it's up to 6 degrees. So I think it's cold out there, but the sunshine is going to warm it up. How far, we don't know, but hey, we hope for the best. That's the way things are. We're in the winter time here. But this is a really cold winter. So anyway, I haven't seen that time to start kind of temperature for a long time. So, but it's around, I guess. Well, when it's this cold, it's not going to snow that much. I mean, it's going to be dry snow, so that'll be great. But all the snow that's out there now is solidified. So you won't get rid of it probably sometime until May. Well, that's the way things are. And we haven't heard about any people coming in for a VE test, so we might not have a VE Saturday yet that I know of. So that's back to net. This is the C2T.
Okay, very good quality. C2T, W2BOB with group. And yeah, it's cold out there. My Alan was remarking about the people that burn wood in the fireplace in this kind of weather, and we used to do that, but it was determined that we were wasting more heat up the chimney with the fire going than having the oil burner on. And you know, you gotta leave the damper open after the fire is out, usually overnight, so a lot of cold air can come down the chimney. Anyway. Most everybody on this street has a fire point, but I've noticed nobody using them this year, so maybe they all feel the same way I do. It is pleasant, though, I must say. Okay, over to George, NY9A, W2BOB with tonight.
Let me echo that sentiment. It is pleasant, but boy, you gotta lug the wood, you gotta do this, you gotta do that. But I gotta tell you, nothing can quite equal than that first little blast of warmth that comes to you from the fireplace on a cold night. And somehow or other, there's no romance in what comes out of the hot air registers. Good morning, everyone. This is NY9A, and it's a pleasure to be with you. 5 degrees here in Tarrytown, and this bear has determined that he ain't coming out of the cave today. That's too cold for me. And hardly anything I can think of that requires me to come out. Visit to the chiropractor can be postponed. Good God, I mean, 5 degrees. The only thing worse than that is 4 degrees. Anyhow, nice to be with you in your warm presence this morning, and we can share the warmth of friendship and a few warm stories on this cold morning. Back to you, Bob. W2BOB in the group, NY9A.
Yeah, okay, George. Yeah, I agree with you. It's a good day to stay inside. Alrighty. I just wanted to bring in the recycle box, so I don't have to do that. But it's cold out there. Hey, with that, we'll take a standby at this point for any other stations that wish to join us with the CBS retirees. W2BOB stands by.
KD2CYX.
Hey, good morning, Vinny. Good to have you back. Just stand by. Any other station for the net? Hey, nothing heard, so over to Vinny. KD2CYX, take a net. W2BOB.
W2BOB and the group, KD2CYX. Morning, Bob. Sorry, Alan, Bob, Bill, Paul, and George. It is definitely a cold one out there. I'll chime in with the rest of you guys. Fortunately, yesterday I went out and I shoveled a little bit of snow that I wasn't able to do the other day when we got that inch or inch and a half down. And that stayed there. But I was lucky because it really didn't freeze up, and I was able to just kind of brush it off, and I put some salt down, and it worked out real well. So I went out there today, and it was you know, the blacktop was black, and the sidewalk was clear, and I'll go out later and put a little bit more on just in case I might see spots. But I'm in agreement with you guys on terms of fireplaces. I love fireplace myself. I have one, and it's a great, great thing, and you put that, you get a roaring fire. It's wonderful. I found out a couple of years ago, my son has a coal burner, and let me let this drop. My son has a coal burner, and when I was out helping him get some coal, I noticed that there was these big chunks of coal. You know, they were like 8-10 inches in diameter, and I asked the person behind the desk, you know, what they were used for, and they said, well, if you have a fireplace, you just put them in there. That's what they used to do way back in the day, and it would let off a lot of BTUs, and so I bought a few of them, and sure enough, it does work. You put it in there with your fire, and once that thing catches on and it starts to glow, it emanates quite a bit of heat. You've got to have a good fireplace for it. One of these, you know, newer fireplaces that they prefabricated that they put in, I don't think would work too well. You've got to have a good fireplace with brick or whatever it's made of. That'll work fine in there. But I'll send it back to you, Bob. W2BOB, KD2CYX.
Okay, very good. Yes, coal is the old standby for sure. KD2CYX, W2BOV. In the 80s, we had friends who moved from Brooklyn, New York to England, right outside London. And he was transferred, he worked for Prudential Beach and was a lawyer. And Beach sent them over there for trying to get the works going. U.S. Participation in the British stock market, which never was allowed before. So he did. And they rented a home. I forget the name of the suburban community, but it was easily accessible by the Underground Railroad. And the homes in that area, everyone had a fireplace. And at night, I found that out accidentally. At night, it was in November that we went over. They fire up their coal stoves or fireplaces with coal, as you pointed out, Vinny. And you get out into the nighttime air, and you smell all that fireplace activity in the air, and it's very interesting, interesting type of atmosphere, especially when the fog comes in. It hangs low, so. But I was very impressed with that. It was made me feel like I was really in England. Jolly old England. With that, back up to the top it goes. KC2ZUM, W2BOB with the CBS set.
W2BOB, KC2ZUM, and morning to you, George, and Vinny. First, I'll just say very briefly, Bill, what I'm dealing with here is people below me, they're using their facilities, apparently a dry cleaning business. They're doing a lot of laundry. I see them coming in and out with it, and with these large brown paper bags, and there's a lot of clothes coming in and out. They have some kind of device that's a steam press or something, that when it vents, the vent is underneath my dining room window, and when they use it, this whole place smells like a dry cleaner's. So making my wife and I sick. And through 2 months of dealing with the fire department, the police department, the Board of Health, I finally got the building inspector. I went to see him the other day, and so between the building inspector and the Department of Health, they're trying to see what's going on, as well as the management group here that manages the property, and the Association. So in the last 2 days, they have not been using it. I think they were told to stop whatever they were doing. There's going to be a major inspection here next week. And also what's been going on when they use this device, I'm getting a lot of water when this device is on that saturated my dining room carpet and has ruined it. And we have mold and mildew in here. So then when I had the fire department here last week, I accidentally locked myself out. So for them to come in and check out the place, they had to break in. So I had to do some repairs on the door and the frame. That happened last week. This has been going on for 2 months. So let me drop. So that's pretty much what's been going on. Now, moving over to a pleasant note here. When I was going to school and having to come up from work and going up to Albany when I was doing a lot of the mock trials there at the appellate court there, there were some friends that I had that lived in the area up here not too far. And they always said, listen, you know, when you're passing through, you need a place to crash. You know, they let me use their place there. So when I was back from Albany and wasn't up to the drive to go all the way back home, I would stay in their place. And they had a nice house there, and they had two fireplaces. And they used synthetic wood most of the time. And they were both school teachers. And the house was big, had a lot of rooms. Thing used to do is that she would be in one area with a fireplace on the floor with a table where she would grade all of her students' work for the evening and I guess setting up the assignments for the next day or for the week or whatever. And the husband, he was in charge of the music department at the school where they were at, so he had a room where he was, I guess, preparing his outlines and stuff and whatever else for the students of music classes. And he worked in a little office there that he had in the house there, and he had a fireplace in there. And it was always very nice because it was always a nice warm setting. They were always very comfortable there, and it always smelled nice, the wood. So that was always very nice. And when I would stay there, we'd have a fire going, and I would sleep next to the fireplace, and I always loved it. So I love fireplaces. Back over to you, Bob. W2BLB, KC2ZUM. I hope I didn't time it out.
Oh, you just squeaked through. Okay, Alan, that's nice. Nice story, yeah. And my question, you know, if the Homeowners Association and management of that complex has all of these rules and regulations about no antennas, which affects you directly, I can't see how anyone could get away with running a commercial business out of the facility, which is designed for residents only. That doesn't make sense, unless they're getting paid off. All right, with that, let's go to KC2EMG, W2BOB with CBS Retiree Net. KC2EMG, Bob, you still with us?
Still here, just a distance away. You had to run for it. Speaking of fireplaces, when we bought this house we're in now, which we've lived in since 1966, I guess, when we were house hunting, one of our first requirements was that it should have a fireplace. Yes, we don't have one. So that was not as I found out. But we do have one in the summer cottage. So who needs it there? That's the way things go these days. Well, I'm delighted to chat with you, a little tongue-tied at the moment. And we've been hunkering down here because with all of the ice, and I tried to treat it with sand and ice melt and so on, but have not been able to keep it totally ice-free, and the guys who come to clear our driveway only do the part of it that's blacktop because the crushed stone can't be worked on with a plow blade, so it makes for a little difficulty here. And we are very conscious of our balance these days. In fact, let me drop it. In fact, yesterday my wife Pat was, one of our medical appointments was with an ENT guy because she was experiencing a certain form of dizziness when she lowered her head or whatever. And by diagnosed it as crystals in the inner ear or in the little ear canals, and by forcing her to lie down, and there's a maneuver, the name of which escapes me, where the head is turned rather quickly, the crystals are brought to another part of the vestibular, as it's called, where they ultimately dissolve. So I'm getting to be, the longer I live, the more medicine I'm absorbing. Back to you, W2VOB, on the net. This is KC2EMG.
Okay, KC2EMG, W2VOB with the net, and that's a terrible situation, that's for sure. I had an inner ear infection back in the 70s, and it really set me back for a while there. It happened at work, where I got very disoriented and rather dizzy, and I called my family physician, explained the situation, and he said, well, come see me, which I did. And he said it was an inner ear infection, so it didn't last too long, but it was very uncomfortable. Okay, with that, there was something else I was going to bring up, and I forget what it was, but anyway, moving right along, let's go to Bill, WB2OXU next, W2BOB with the net.
W2BOB on the group, WB2OXU, and good morning, George, you this morning, and Vinny.
Well, yeah, Alan, I feel for you there. I know picnic, but I'm sure it'll get resolved sooner or later. Rather sooner, later, but yeah, that's no way to live with something like that. But best of luck anyway. Yeah, you know, as far as fireplaces, I'm surprised in this day and age there aren't more gas fireplaces. You have to chop down the tree, chop the wood, part it in, all that kind of stuff, and it's probably a lot cleaner. Reminds me, I saw a story on a couple of weeks ago, somewhere upstate. Lady's been has a wood burning stove. Now the neighbor down the road, it's suing her because all the smoke blows in his direction and can't stand the smell of burning wood. Meanwhile, she's saving a ton of money heating over the wood. It goes to show you, nobody's ever happy, no matter what. But, yeah, I'm surprised that there are more gas fireplaces. Not to worry about burning wood. Some of them look pretty impressive. They have fake logs, but they never burn. W2BOB and the group. WB2OXU.
Okay, very good, Bill. WB2OXU, W2BOB, and well, as I mentioned earlier, we always enjoyed having a fire, especially at Christmas time. It's really nice to have the fireplace going, and but it doesn't really give off that much heat into the to heat the house, so. It's more decorative, I think, than anything else. But the vintage of this home that we live in is early 1900s. And just about every home back then, they all had coal-fired heat and a fireplace. And well, the way this was set up. As a matter of fact, the coal bin structure is still in place in the basement here, but it's been converted to a laundry room. And that's where the oil tank is for the oil burner as well. So, and I do remember being in the backyard mowing the grass and all of a sudden seeing this glistening black object in the grass, and picked it up and it was a piece of coal. And every now and then we'd come across a piece of coal around there. So they did use it. All right, with that, over to AT2T, W2BOB with the CBS net. AT2T, Paul, you still with us?
W2BOB, AC2T, go ahead. I'm here, so I'm on the phone, but that's right, he just said goodbye. Anyway, just to tell me that there is no VE session today, so. Anyway, but everybody stay warm and stay inside, because it is cold out there. And if there's any kind of breeze, it's going to feel even colder. but things are looking up. Spring is around the corner, they say, but I don't know which corner. We got to find that corner so we can get there real soon. And I don't have too much here to more to say, so I'm going to say 7-3s, and I will catch you guys next Wednesday, because there's no net Monday. But to have a beautiful weekend. Stay warm and stay cold. Warm, not cold. And stay like a bug in a rug, because that's what I am going to do. So 73 is all. W2BOB, AC2T.
Okay, very good, Paul. Stay warm and safe in the house. Yeah, AC2T, W2BOB, and over to George, NY9A, W2BOB. Hello, George, NY9A, your turn.
Sorry, Bob, I was busy talking to Joyce. I did hear AC2T. She says sorry, too. W2BOB of the group, NY9A. Oh, my God. Well, I think that prescription is probably the best one around. Stay cozy and warm like a bug in a rug. You can't go wrong with that. And wear your pet when you go out. Now, are you wearing your pet today? Oh, good for you. It's unbelievable. But, you know, look, let's face it. Once you have reached this little low point in winter, how much worse can it be? I mean, from here on in, we got to be on the upward side. And that's the way I intend to look at it. So let's have a rousing cheer for spring is here. How about that? Let me see. What did I want to comment? Forget about it. This brain is just, you know, shot full of holes. But anyway, it's good to hear you all in here this morning. I'll just say a good morning to you, and I think I'm going to sign, but I'm going to be listening out because I got a few things that just got to get done here. So W2BOB with 73 is back to you, NY9A.
Hey, George. Very good. Have a good weekend, a good day today, and the same to Joyce, of course. Best thing is, if you don't have to go out, don't. I guess that's one of the benefits of being retired, not having to go to work, especially if you're working at 4 o'clock in the morning till noon. Boy, I hated that shift. That was... Okay, KD2CYX next. Vinny, your turn again. W2BOB with the net.
W2BOB in the group, KD2CYX. Yeah, it is cold out there, and I'd hate to be a fireman fighting a fire today or last night. I was watching the news, and the fire, I think it was Mount Vernon or somewhere around here, at 5 in the morning, they had to go out and fight this fire, so I could imagine how cold they were. And of course, the water just freezes when it hits the ground, so that was a headache. But anyway, listening to you guys about fireplaces and coal stoves, a couple of stories to mind. I remember when I was a kid, we lived in a three-family house that belonged to my mother's uncle, and my father, we lived on the first floor. My father would vent to the cold furnace, and each morning when he woke up, he'd run down into the basement and do whatever he had to do. Well, he came to work before we could go down to the basement. But the thing I remember, the ashes, you know, have snow and ice. Used to take the ashes and save some of them and use them for traction on the sidewalk and in the driveway. You just throw those ashes all over the place, and it worked. You know, you put that stuff down, and yeah, you know, it's like putting sand. But actually, it was better than sand. It didn't slide as much, but it worked. That brought back to mind. And another thing that brought back to mind was a fireplace. A friend of mine, let me let this drop. A friend of mine was doing a job at Averill Harriman's old mansion a couple of years ago. Someone had purchased it, and they were renovating. It was a huge place. It had this long, long driveway. It was built in the 1800s, during the Gilded Age. So it had a carriage house on the property as you came into it. Carriage house was on the left, and then you drove up this long driveway. You couldn't see the house until you made this kind of turn, and then the house would appear. And inside, they were basically gutting the whole place. And on the first floor was this huge fireplace that I literally could walk into. It was in the, I'd call it the living room or the ballroom, actually. It was a big room with all glass surrounding it, glass panel doors that surrounded this room, and it was tremendous. And the fireplace was just amazing. I said to myself when I was looking at this, how much wood would you have to put in that thing to, you know, if you just did a little wood burning fireplace that we do here in my house, you wouldn't even know it was burning. What? Funny thing. But I'll send it back to you, Bob. W2BOB, KD2CYX.
Okay, very good, Vince. KD2CYX, W2BOV with the CBS retiring set. All right, well, before we go into the 73 run, let me take another pause and see if there are any late check-ins for this net. W2BOV standing by.
N2AIR, just for a quick one, Bob.
Okay, Greg, good to have you there. Go ahead, make a transmission, N2AIR, W2BOV.
All right, thanks, Bob. Yeah, and I've been kind of listening to the net while I've been doing stuff, been rushing and eating breakfast and making breakfast and getting dressed. I'm headed over to your neighborhood there, Bob. I got to babysit the kids while Mom goes food shopping. Too cold to take the kitties out today. So I just wanted to say, sun is shining. I don't know if the birds are singing. They might be a little cold today, but it looks like a good enough day to get out there. Hope the roads are okay. And, yeah, like I said, going to spend some time with the grandkids. But have a great day, everybody. Stay warm and enjoy the weekend. This is N2AIR.
Okay, very good, Greg, and good luck with the babysitting chore. And yeah, we went shopping yesterday because we didn't know what today's weather would be like, but anyhow, just as well. How did your son-in-law work out with those, monitoring those fire frequencies?
He didn't get back to me yet on that. I know he's got my old Radio Shack scanner, and he's got the UV5R, but the scanner should cover the 40, whatever the 40-something megahertz. He'll get back to me. He's been very busy. He's at the, what do you call it? What hospital is he at this month? Special surgery. So he's been busy. A lot of it is traveling to and from the city, especially with the snow. So as soon as he gives me some feedback on it, I'll let you guys know. N2AIR.
Okay, very good. Well, good luck.
I listened this morning. I woke up with the bright sunshine early, and they had a rescue call here, and then they had a general alarm call, and the ambulance went to the hospital with the victim, and the general alarm was for a home here in this village. Automatic fire alarm went off, and well, they got an engine and the hook and ladder truck responding, and one of the chiefs came out and said it was a false alarm because the alarm was set off by steam from a radiator in the home. So, but you're right, about all hours of the day and night, they are on call and they respond, so we're very fortunate with that. Okay, with that, we have 73 from Greg, and let's go back up to Alan and make this a 73 round. KC2DUM, W2VOV with the net.
W2VOV, KC2DUM, and good morning to you, Greg. A long time no speak. Hope all is well with you there as well. You know, all this talk about the fireplaces reminds me, I know I mentioned this before, but my parents used to have a summer home up in the Catskills. Actually, my grandfather had built it, and we had a potbelly stove kitchen, and that's what was used to not only warm up the place, but we used to cook on that. I think it had, I don't know what the slots are called, there were six sections to it. It was pretty big, and throughout the summer, each day, we would chop wood and pile it up and stuff like that, and then some just put it in boxes and left in a little corner there in the kitchen, so that the when we were there sometimes during the winter, wasn't too far from Hunter Ski Lodge. Now, we always had plenty of wood inside and whatnot, and growing up, I would spend the last 3 weeks of the summer there with my parents. Often did something else, and I think they were at my grandparents. And I remember going back to when they had the outhouse. There was no running water. They had gas lanterns that they put up on the wall. And to get water for drinking and everything else, we used to walk down about a quarter of a mile to a lake and bring back water in these buckets in a wagon that my grandfather built. Other water for use for other things, he had the gutter set up in a certain way where the water would come down into a barrel that he had by the back door with a big mesh on it to keep the gnats and everything out. And I think that's the water they use, either brushing dishes or doing other little things and whatnot. The fond memories, and then I remember when running water finally came in, we did that, and modernized the bathroom and everything, and telephone, you'd pick up the handset, and you'd run this little cradle and get the operator for an outside line to make a call. Up. But it was a nice place, and it was nice to hang out during the summer, and it had a it was a four-bedroom house, and it had an open porch. When you would come out of the living room, and then to the left, he had a enclosed porch. We had windows where we would go and have meals and whatnot whenever we had company, or it was basically my playroom on rainy days and stuff like that. So, but this potbelly stove was really nice, and because the summer nights would get cold up there, you would be sleeping under quilts. And during the day, or in the morning, once a fire was started on that for cooking and everything, and I think they would let it go out around 12 noon and start anything with it until maybe the evening for cooking. So it was a very good experience, and I remember, as I said, as they modernized it and different things came in, and nice place to hang out for the summer. It wasn't too pleasant in the winter, but in the summer, it was really nice. So I'm going to say 7-3, good talking to everybody, and hopefully catch everybody here on Wednesday. Both well, this big inspection is taking place. Back to you, Bob. W2BLB. This is KCM73. Have a couple of days, everybody, and that's it from here.
Okay, Alan, very good. KC2ZUM, W2BLB, and that's nice to recall those pleasant memories from summertime in the Catskills. We used to go to a farm up there as well, and in the summer when I was a kid, and they had coal-burning stoves, pot-bellied stoves to heat the place. It's quite nice. So. Okay, with that, KC2EMG, your turn for 73, Bob, W2BOB.
KC2EMG, well, all this talk of coal-fired stoves brings back memories. My grandmother, who at an early age, she had three small children, and they lived in a cold water flat, so-called, in Long Island City, all of which was heated by one stove in the kitchen. And even some of the bedrooms all had tilting windows over the doors. So that was always the place where people gathered. As a result, she was very dedicated to a coal stove in the kitchen, claimed it was the best heat cooking. So when they moved to Flushing, where I grew up, they accommodated her by putting in a combination range that was half gas and half coal, and it was my job to bring coal up from the coal bin in the basement for that stove. I also, as a kid, learned to shake the ashes down of the main, it was hot air heat in those days, and the coal stove and the furnace, coal furnace, next to the bin in the basement. So you guys brought back an awful lot of memories. K2EMG gives you 73, and we'll be looking forward to the next time around. Back to Ned and W2BOB.
Okay, Bob, very good. Good reminiscing. KC2EMG, W2BOB, and had a similar situation when I was growing up. We lived with my grandmother for a couple of years in her home. And I remember the guy coming with the coal truck and opening up the cellar window and putting a slide there and then wheelbarrowing the coal and filling up the coal bin. And as Vinny pointed out, in the wintertime, yes, they would empty the ashes out of the furnace and put it out there to, on top of the snow and ice to gain traction. So, good old days. Okay, with that, let's move right along and go to Bill, WB2OXU, W2BOV, and 73 time, Bill.
All right, Bob. W2BOV and the group, WB2OXU. Well, needless to say, stay warm. Don't go out if you don't have to. But button down the hatches. Do the best you can. So until next week sometime, have a good weekend. Enjoy the rest of the day. Hopefully it may be a little warmer the next time we meet. Optimistic. But it won't be long now. Closer to spring. So until then, 73s, have a good one, and be well. W2BOB and the group, WB2OXU, 73s, everyone.
Okay, very good, Bill. WB2OXU, W2BOB with the net. And, yeah, you know, Lent is coming up shortly as well, so that's a sign of spring. Okay, Vinny, you're next. We Paul and George gave their 73, so over to KD2CYX for your 73. W2BOB here. Go ahead, Vin.
W2BOB in the group, KD2CYX. Yeah, you guys are bringing back a lot of memories. Just a quick story. I remember when I was a kid, my mother's cousin, aunt, or they married into the family. The family lived on Bud Lake in New Jersey, or in that area, and they had a little house. I remember going there. It was a lot of fun. They had a stove in the kitchen. It was just for cooking, and I remember them putting I don't know whether it was wood or coal in it, but that's how they cooked. They had no running water in the house, and you had to go out and get the water from a pump outside the front door, a little ways from the house. And also they had a outhouse, which was fun. And if you had to go there in the middle of the night, even in the summer, it was cold. But they eventually, I remember them a couple of years later, they did put water into the house, and they put a bathroom in, so it modernized into something. Yeah, I can remember those days. They were a lot of fun. They really were, and I don't think people experience that anymore, unfortunately. They were really simple living, easy living, and just a lot of fun. No cell phones. Okay, Bob, 73 time, so I offer my 73s to all. Have a great weekend. Enjoy. Stay warm. And I guess we're off on Monday. Is that correct? We'll see you next time then. Be well. 73 is all. Back to you, Bob. W2BOB, KD2CYX.
Okay, Vinny, KD2CYX, W2BOB. That's correct. No net on Monday. We will resume on February 18th, Ash Wednesday. That's the next net. So, we'll look for you then. Okay, this has been the CBS Retirees Net. We meet normally Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 a.m. on this frequency, but next week we will have the net on Wednesday, no net Monday. So, until then, have a good weekend. Stay warm, stay dry, drive safely, and we'll look for you all again on Ash Wednesday. Till then, W2BOB 73, closing the net for today. Have a good one.
KC2ZUM, disconnected. W2BOB, disconnected.
WB2OXU. Good morning, Jerry.
A good morning it is, Bill. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. How's everything with you? Staying warm?
Trying to, anyway. 10-degree temperature doesn't do much for me, and I guess for a lot of other people. Nothing seems to work when it's cold.
Remember, you can con everybody, Bill, but you can't con Edison.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But this whole weather, coins don't joint and they don't hinge.
Yeah, valid point. Well, Bill, if you have, how's he doing?
Yeah, say that again, Jerry. There was some QRM on your signal.
I said, have you heard Rocco on? And if you have, how is he doing?
No, I haven't heard from him.
I talked to him when he was leaving the hospital the other day on his way home. That was about it. But I think it was Willie P. Said he was home and a little sore. I guess that's part of the course. So I guess he's rehabbing, just resting at home until he gets free from the doctor to go back to work.
If you hear him on, tell him I was asking for him.
I sure will.
Other than that, Bill, nothing going on, nothing exciting. Cold weather, no tomorrow, depending upon who you listen to, 1 to 3 inches, eastern Long Island, 3 to 6, depending upon how the storm tracks.
Yep, I don't pay much attention to that. These guys, they get all the big bucks, and they don't, they can't predict the weather any more accurate than the men on the moon can, with all these new, technology and computers and the whole nine yards. They have like 6 different models and sometimes they all say different things. So I take that with a grain of salt. Tomorrow I'll look out the window and see what it does.
Exactly. Exactly. With all this newfangled equipment, even the equipment can't agree. But hey, it's interesting, it's fun. It keeps everybody busy and occupied and off the street corners.
Yeah. Whether the way they predict the weather, I think it's time that they start saying, in my opinion, okay, that this is what's going to happen and that's what's going to happen. You know, you say it with some certainty that everybody takes it as gospel.
Yeah, well, listen, keeps everybody busy, keeps everybody occupied. All right, Bill, listen, you have a great day. If I don't speak with you over the weekend, it's a holiday weekend. Yesterday was Lincoln's birthday, not that many people remember that. Next Sunday is the real George Washington's birthday, however. Been elected to celebrate it this Monday. What can I tell you? Bill, you have a great day. Stay well, and above all, Bill, have fun. Because that's what it's all about. We're not here for a long time, Bill. We're here for a good time. 73, young fella. Stay well.
All right, Gary, 73 is good timing. I just got a phone call. Take care, have a good one, and stay warm. 73's. WB2OX, you clear.
Anybody out there is looking for it, K1N is on 10 meters. And Rock, I assume you're feeling bad enough to listen, but maybe not enough to talk, so hope you're doing better. KD2CAK.
N1LU Mobile.
N1LU KD2CAK, good afternoon.
Morning, this case may be. Three in there, I know we had a double. Bill, you're the first one I heard, so we'll pass it over to you and then find out who else is in there. N1LU Mobile.
All right, Charlie, how you doing? Just wanted to jump in here and say hello and see if you have any news about Rocky. I haven't heard him. Hope everything is okay. I don't know, I didn't hear anything, but of course my microphone was keyed up. So I didn't hear anything. If there's any other stations out there, go ahead.
I was just saying good morning there. This is Charlie Bill. This is Ari, KD2CAK. And I had a few minutes and I just got my first K1N contact.
Oh, very good. Good. Let's see. It's still morning. Good morning, Ari. On my way home, thank God. K1N. Yeah, I've heard about them. They're on some island. I'm not exactly sure where it's located. I think it's somewhere in the Caribbean. Well, what'd you work them on?
I worked them on 10 meters, and the island is not far away. It's like near Jamaica, and it's just below us. It's actually a fairly easy get for New Jersey. But it's been massive pile-ups, and I finally figured out the key, and I wasn't sure I was going to make it. I believe it ends tomorrow.
Okay, I'll have to try to get them today. Unfortunately, I have a chiropractor appointment at 3, so it's not going to give me too much time to play radio, but I'll see what I can do. I have heard people talking about that, though. Was there another station in there? I thought I heard somebody else, but I might be wrong. After you, Ari. Okay, I guess not. Bill, over to you.
And 1LU, WB2OXU, and good morning to you, Ari. Yeah, probably, they're a lot warmer than we are, whatever island they're on. I don't think they have to worry about the cold weather, but, yeah, good thing. Charlie, did you hear, have you heard or talked to Rocky at all?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Bill. I should have answered that question. Yeah, we've been talking to him just about every morning. He's sounding better and better. He'll be out of work till at least next Friday. That's when he goes back to the doctor. Of course, he's chomping at the bit. He's already back, you know, at the job. He's just not doing anything. He's been getting up his usual time. He's living back at home now, taking care of himself. And, you know, he's in a little pain. His neck hurts. He has a sore throat. But he's sounding better and better every day.
Well, that's good to hear. And as time goes by, I may not even remember this after a while. But glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. I just haven't heard him on, but I guess sore throat, no time to get on the radio. Over to you, Ari.
Great. Well, I just wanted to share my DX methodology there with you for getting in there in case you want to try, Charlie. The guy's listening from, like, I mean, as an example right now, from 560 to 590, I believe it was, while he's transmitting on 495. The clusters of people shouting there were crazy, and I actually went and found an empty frequency in that range and just kept pouncing on it for a minute or two until he actually stopped for me. And the biggest surprise was realizing he was answering me.
Yeah, okay, cool. Any idea what the attraction is for this if he's not that far away? First I thought it was some, you know, island out in the Pacific or something, but I'm curious what the attraction is. The special island? It looks, I think they showed a picture of it. I assume it's uninhabited.
I think it's under the auspices of Fish and Wildlife or something, and exposure to it is very limited, and evidently it hasn't been activated in 20 years, so they're calling it a very rare get. I just sort of jumped on the bandwagon. There is, if you just Google K1N, there's a Navassa website with pictures of the island and descriptions of everything. Evidently these guys spent in excess of $250,000 landing there with at least 6 radios, a bunch of antennas and generators. Get the idea.
Cool. Yeah, I wish I had that kind of time and money to be able to do stuff like that, and the freedom to do it. I wonder if all these guys are married, or if a lot of them are single. You know, it's tough to get away to an island in the Caribbean on your own, being a married man, but it sounds like fun. Yeah, hopefully I'll be able to snag him. If not, I certainly won't be tossing and turning in bed to sleep tonight, but it would be fun. Over to you, Bill. WB2OXU N1LU, mobile.
Yeah, Charlie, it's called vacation. Vacation to one of those islands and just bring all your gear. Get away for a little bit. Yeah. They probably have the money and the time. Who knows? But they probably may own their own businesses and have somebody else running it so they can get away. But I guess it would be fun to do something like that. But hey, you know, you can get a bunch of guys together and, I don't know, go to a desolate beach somewhere or on top of a mountain and do the same thing. I mean, it probably won't be as exciting, but hey, it's a fun day anyhow. Go ahead, Ari.
Yeah, evidently they've been at it for 2 weeks and helicopters and gas shipments and all sorts of exciting stuff. And while it's an easy get for us, I guess they've been working the world from there. So it's been exciting to a lot of people. The pileups were absolutely amazing. I tried to figure out what was going on the other day on 17 meters. I had never heard pileups on 17 meters before and had no clue how to get into it. Read up a little bit about it. There's a DX Watcher site that comes up with where they're talking finally. They were mostly on the Morse code bands for the last day, while I was checking anyway. And then, way I got in there is as described. Over.
Yeah, it might be neat to work them. I'm sure there'll be a future article in QST magazine about the de-expedition. So yeah, I'll definitely give it a shot. I just don't know what time I'm going to be able to sit in front of the radio. I also have my wife's off today. I also have to bring her to pick up her car. We brought it in, or she brought it in for an oil change morning, so I don't know when it'll be ready. Got that, and we've got the, I got to go to the post office and the chiropractor, and then I'll be able to try to play a little radio before we settle in for dinner. WB2OXU N1LU mobile.
All right, Charlie. Got it here. Got a couple of things that I'm working on that I want to finish up. But we'll catch you guys later. Enjoy the chiropractor. He's going to crack you up all over the place. But if it makes you feel better, that's all that matters. So take care. Maybe we'll catch you later. Harry, same to you. Have a good one and stay warm. It's cold out there. N1LU and the group WB2OXU will be clear. Go ahead, Harry.
That was it. Just like you guys, or I'm sorry, just like Charlie. I was thinking I would try and catch this before it ended, so fresh off that, and thanks for sharing it with me. Enjoy, have a great day, 73 skies. I'll be on the side. KD2, CAK.
Guessing they're giving QSL cards, commemorative ones?
Oh, I haven't gone through the site well enough. Something tells me you have to request one and or donate. They got a big website there. But I don't know how often they're updating their contact logs. I guess they're all using Logbook of the World, but I don't know enough about logging. Just wanted to put it down in my little written.
Okay, might be nice to get a QSL card. I'm sure they're giving them away, or at least giving you the opportunity to get one for a small donation. All right, 73, Harry, take care, Bill. I'll be here, and 1LU mobile. And 2NBR, and 2NBR, and 1LU mobile.
Mobile.
And 1LU mobile.
Rock. KD2 CAK.
KD2 CAK and 1LU.
Good afternoon, guys. For the both of yous. How you doing? KD2 for your work.
Good. I thought I was done for a little while, then I heard that voice, that call.
Afternoon, Rock.
Doing good, Charlie. Getting back to a little normal. Spent the whole day at the shop. Tried to move around, cleaned my tire machine, and not exerting myself too much, but just trying to get back to normal before next Friday. Go ahead.
You sound like a lot better than you did a couple of days ago.